What would you consider to be your greatest need? In many cases, thoughts of food, raiment, and shelter are matters that occupy the mind. For a moment, we want to direct our attention to what the Bible reveals is man's greatest need, being reconciled to God. It is without successful contradiction that all men and women have given or will give thought to the questions of life. Why are we here? What is our purpose in life? And what happens after death? The Scriptures answer all of these questions. As the Apostle Peter said, "Seeing that His divine power has granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that called us by His own glory and virtue, whereby He has granted unto us His precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust." 2 Peter 1, 3-4. In this same vein, the Apostle Paul said, "Wherefore also we make it our aim, whether at home or absent, to be well-pleasing unto Him. For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5, 9-10. As a result of this knowledge, the Apostle Paul devoted his life to preaching this message to a lost and dying world, saying, "Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men." 2 Corinthians 5:11. In the same text, the Apostle Paul said, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who for their sakes died and rose again." 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 15. What the Apostle Paul emphasized in his teaching was that all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not reckoning unto them their trespasses, and having committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We are ambassadors, therefore, on behalf of Christ, as though God were entreated by us. We beseech you, on behalf of Christ, be ye reconciled to God. Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 21. Therefore, it would serve us well to give attention to matters beyond this world. Jesus said to those who were preoccupied with the things of this world, "Be not therefore anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Matthew 6:31 through 33. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to consider that which the Apostle Paul preached, saying, "Now I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, wherein also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he hath been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:1-4.